Good afternoon. The Education Quality Subcommittee will now come to order. For the record, please remember to turn on your microphones for the call. Misty, please call the roll.
Chair Trabolsi?
Here.
Vice Chair Rizzo?
Here.
Ranking Member Benjamin?
Present.
Representative Alvarez?
Here.
Representative Baker?
Here.
Representative Beltran?
Here.
Representative Burfield?
Here.
Representative Kennedy?
Here.
Representative Casello?
Here.
Representative Daniels is excused. Representative Fine?
Here.
Representative Franklin?
Present.
Representative Gant?
Present.
Representative Garcia?
Present.
Representative Gia Lombardo?
Here.
Representative Gonzalez Pittman?
Present.
Representative Tomko?
Here.
Representative Yeager?
Here.
Thank you, Misty. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Good afternoon, members. Welcome to the first meeting of the Education Quality Subcommittee. Before we begin, I'd like to again ask all members of the audience to silence all electronic devices. And I'd also like to remind members to push the microphone button after you've been recognized so that you may be heard. And also remember to push the microphone button again once you have finished speaking so that it's turned off, unless you would like to hear your conversations. I'm truly honored and privileged to be serving on this committee and as your chair this session. And I'm honored to work alongside Vice Chair Representative Rizzo and Democratic Ranking Member Representative Benjamin. Our subcommittee has been charged with considering policies related to early learning through post-secondary education. We will be examining policies and programs that are linked to improving outcomes for students in school readiness, voluntary pre-kindergarten, school choice, educator practices, job training, and workforce education. The quality of education in our state is paramount, and our focus will be on how we can enhance quality within our system. I know that, like myself, many, if not all of you, are passionate about education and are excited to look at ways to improve upon Florida's continued success. At this time, I'd like to give each member the opportunity to introduce themselves and share an abridged version of this passion. So, members, I'll ask that you state your name, the district and counties you represent, your interests in education, and what you're most looking forward to addressing in this subcommittee. And I would like to ask my Vice Chair, Representative Rizzo, to go first, followed by Ranking Member Benjamin, and then Representative Fine, and then we'll continue to go around the room. Representative Rizzo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and it is an honor indeed. Let me mirror what you just said. It's an honor indeed, especially with the leadership of this committee that are classmates of mine, and it's great to serve with such an eclectic and diverse group of members that I know are all passionate about education. This committee in particular has a very important role in setting standards that we will see the fruits of in years to come. So it is a very important committee, and I love that I was chosen to serve on it. My name is Alex Rizzo. I'm a representative from District 112 and a portion of Miami-Dade County. I represent the majority of the city of Hialeah, Miami Springs, Virginia Gardens, and a portion of the city of Miami. And my own professional background, my whole life, other than being elected, I have served as in education. I have been a teacher, an administrator in the public school system. I've worked in and with charter schools, and currently in the private world. I still am in education and educational services. So to say that certainly my heart and soul have been in education my entire adult career is an understatement, I think. So again, I look forward to serving in any capacity that I can. And if I could also say, the staff that we have the privilege of serving with and working with is I think, and you know, again, being in education, I think I'm a little biased, but I think it's the best staff in the entire house. And so I'm very honored and privileged to be able to work with such a great group of people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and indeed, congratulations on your appointment to chair. And it is indeed a
a pleasure to be able to work with you all on this committee. I am Representative Christopher Benjamin. I represent House District 107 in Miami, Florida, the areas of Miami Gardens, North Miami, North Miami Beach, and Biscayne Gardens. Education for me is where I've learned that this is where we level the playing field. This is where, no matter what your background is, that if you concentrate on education, that you can ascend to anything that you want to in this country. And so that has been a focus of mine. It'll be a focus that we ensure our constitutional mandate to provide a high-quality education for the children of the state of Florida. So it's my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, Representative Benjamin. Representative Fine?
I guess this is the old guy privilege. My name's Randy Fine. I say this, I'm the only senior, a fourth-term member on this committee, so I guess that's why I get to go first. I represent House District 33, which is made up of southern Brevard County, where the Space Coast, where the space shuttle used to take off, where all the rocket launches come from. I have been proud to work in education for my time in the legislature. Previous to this session, I chaired both the Higher Education Subcommittee, Appropriations Subcommittee, and the committee that Representative Tomko will do a much better job at than I did, which set K-12 appropriations. That's what I've done the last 4 years. And I've been proud to run a number of bills in education, including the largest school choice expansion in American history. So it's obviously important to me. The reason it's important to me, beyond what happened in my own life, which I'm sure you'll all hear about at some point, is before I ran for office, when my son was in first grade, the superintendent of our school district told me I was not qualified to have an opinion about his education because, unlike him, I did not have a degree in academic administration. Fortunately, and I had a little bit to do with this, he's no longer the superintendent of our schools. And so I am very focused on making sure that every parent has the right to be involved in the decision and the educational decisions of their child. So I'm really excited. I've never served on an education policy subcommittee in my 6 years in the legislature. So I'm excited to be doing what I can to help the chair as we move forward this year.
Thank you, Representative Fine. I would just like to say openly how excited I am that you are on this committee, and I appreciate your expertise in this field and all you've done to contribute to the education space. I'm sure that our newest members are going to enjoy your fruitful conversations and, of course, everything that you bring with your passion towards education. So thank you for being here, and thank you for offering any assistance. I'm sure I'll be leaning on you and every member in this committee throughout this entire session. So thank you again, and we'll move on to Representative Garcia and then move around the room.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Vice Chair and Ranking Member. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm humbled to be here today, and I congratulate you on your chairmanship. My name is Alina Garcia, and I represent District 115. That is in Cutler Bay, Palmetto Bay, Pinecrest, Dadeland, The Falls, Westchester area in Miami-Dade County. I am the proud mother of 3 kids and 11 grandkids, so I know firsthand the importance of education, and I look forward to learning from all of these people that know so much more than I do. So thank you so much.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mike Beltran, represent District 70, which is South Hillsborough and North Manatee counties. At this point in my life, my chief interest in education is, frankly, my boys, Michael and Ross, who are, Ross is coming into school age. Michael's been in school for a couple of years now. We homeschool our children, both, you know, to accommodate me coming up here and just also, you know, take advantage of my wife's talents and instructing my boys. To that end, I'm, you know, interested in implementing some policy to improve, to provide some kind of a grant for homeschool, because the materials do cost something, and it's a lot cheaper to do that than to have somebody in the public school or in the charter school. And a lot of my constituents go to the charter schools in my district, and I want to protect those charter schools. Obviously, we need to have accountability both for charters and for conventional schools, but to also protect those charter schools if the school boards, sometimes our school board has not historically made good decisions regarding the charter school, so I do want to look after them as well. Thank you. Look forward to working with everyone.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. My name is Ashley Gant, and I'm the representative for District 109 in Miami-Dade County. That includes downtown Miami, City of Miami, unincorporated Dade County areas, and the City of Opa-locka. I began my professional career as a teacher. I started with Teach for America in the Mississippi Delta and then came back home and taught for 5 more years before going to law school. So I am very passionate about education. I want to echo the sentiments of Ranking Member Benjamin in saying that education is a great equalizer. And I know that because that is my experience. And I am honored to serve on this committee, and I look forward to doing great work for the great state of Florida. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations on your chairmanship. Looking forward to serving this committee, and thanks so much for the opportunity. My name is Gallup Franklin. I'm a state representative from District 8. That is about half of Leon County and all of Gaston County. By trade, I'm a pharmacist. I have been involved in a few different academic institutions, so I do teach some at FAMU's College of Pharmacy, so I've got some experience there on the higher education level. But also from a personal perspective, as a young child, I had some real challenges in school where my mom had to pull me out and actually homeschool me. So I have a whole story we can probably get into later. So in that, she actually started a nonprofit private school to really help kids who were having some academic challenges that really worked out for me, thank God, and became a pharmacist and now I can provide for a family. But looking forward to being a part of the robust discussion. I truly believe that education is truly the cornerstone to the American dream. And so it's so important that we have access to quality education at all spectrums, especially early childhood, because being able to read, you know, now it's required to read by the fall of your kindergarten year. And so looking forward to serve. I'm here to serve, and we're looking forward to this process. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Chairwoman. It's a pleasure and honor to be able to serve on your committee here. I'm not an educator, but I look forward to serving on this committee with some of these former educators here. I know, Representative Fine, you're a big advocate of education here in Florida, which is great. So I'm hoping to learn from my colleagues here that sit on this committee. I will definitely have my 2 cents in there. Chairwoman, there's only one request that I have at this time, is that maybe my name could match up with my picture on the thing here. That would be appreciated. Thank you.
Are you identifying as Rep. Casello, or?
Madam Chair, thank you for the opportunity to serve on this committee. I am Karen Gonzalez-Pittman, and I am from Hillsborough County. I represent District 65, which is South Tampa, Dana Shores, and West Chase area. My background, I'm an elementary educator. I taught for 4 years and then received my master's in measurement and evaluation research, so I'm an educational researcher, and I used to evaluate educational programs. I am thrilled to serve on this committee. I believe all children can learn, and we just need to develop programs that can target, and we make sure that they can receive the curriculum that they need to meet the way that they learn, whether it's kinesthetic, auditory, or visual. So I do believe that all children can learn, and I want to reiterate what Representative Benjamin said, that education is the great equalizer. So this, I am serving on this committee, and I am humbled by the responsibility.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Mike Gilombardo from District 79, down in Lee County in Cape Coral. I'm happy to serve on this committee. Not in education space at all. I'm a software guy, but my wife is. So she is a teacher. She's been a teacher for 18 years. I have 3 little ones, 7, 10, and 11. I had to think about that. They go to charter school, and I think education is, we got to start evolving it. We got to start moving it forward. but I'm very passionate about the tech space, obviously, because of my background. But I'd like to see some of those things kind of move forward, and I'm a big proponent of school choice and providing more opportunities for people to go to private, charter, and different schools. So looking forward to being on the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Brad Yeager. I represent District 56 in West Pasco, Newport Richey area. And like a lot of my colleagues, you know, I have five kids, and I have two older that have graduated from the Florida University systems, and one child that's 21 has graduated from tech school at a high school. And so I've seen both spectrums of success, and I think that options are good. And the more options we can provide our students, more educational courses and opportunities out there, and choices are better for them. And that's, I'm a proponent of choices. I think we all like choices. We don't like mandates. So let's open up the opportunities. Let's open up the book to all my colleagues that said, hey, different opportunities, whether it's tech, let's meet the students where they are, and provide them resources they need to be successful in all avenues. So I look forward to this committee and being part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Kimberly Burfield, and I serve Pinellas County, District 58. I would tell you that unlike a lot of my colleagues here, I have no children. I am not an educator, so I'm your curveball. I jokingly say that, but also would share with you that having served in healthcare for the last 6 years, have watched how the challenges associated with how we integrate and streamline our workforce and our education efforts really has some opportunities for growth. And I look forward to being a part of that discussion so that as we anticipate challenges or workforce areas where there are going to be challenges in the near or upcoming future, we have the opportunity to actually prepare for them and strategically look at how we can address that to ensure that our business community is beneficial and continues to flourish in the state of Florida. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, congratulations, Mr. Vice Chair and Mr. Benjamin. Thank you for having me. Danny Alvarez, District 69, and I think what probably qualifies me the most to be on this subcommittee is that all of my children have filled half the audience when they walked in, and so if they're waving at you, that's what they're here to do. But those are the reasons, those six or five of the seven reasons that I serve are here, and if we talk about the importance of education in our country, and seminally in our state, I think it's vital to the security of our state, of our nation, that we live up to the promise of a fundamental quality education that leaves literally no child behind. To me, it's a crime, ma'am, that we have anyone that can't read when they're supposed to or has a challenge to access of that education. And I think our charge is and shall be that we open every barrier in every way possible to make sure that children across the spectrum in Florida have access to the quality education that they need, and I'm happy to make sure we make that happen. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Well, thank you all so much for your...
I forgot over here. I'm so sorry. I know, I'm gonna get it together.
Well, hello. I thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. My name is Jennifer Kennedy. I represent Imperial Polk County, Lakeland, right on the I-4 corridor in between Tampa and Orlando, and it is a great privilege to be here. So I am a teacher by training. I have taught everything from preschool to high school, and I am passionate about opening doors, and that's what education does. It throws open wide the doors for families to have the kind of support that they need to do exactly what they want to do, which is thrive. And when families are strong, communities are strong, and when communities are strong, our great state marches forward. And so it is such a privilege to be a part of that. I look forward to the opportunities we will have. I am a teacher by training. I have taught public school, private school, and homeschool. But most of all, I look forward to the opportunity to learn from all of you. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and Ranking Member. It's an honor to be on this committee and serve. So I'm Jessica Baker. I represent District 17 in Jacksonville in the southeastern portion of Duval County. I do not have an education background. I'm an attorney and a prosecutor, but I'm very thankful to be surrounded by a lot of educators. And I have two young kids. I have a 4-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. So I am very passionate about education from that perspective. Parental rights and school choice are very important to me, but I really look forward to learning on this committee and serving with all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Josie Tomko, and I am a representative from District 51, also in Imperial Polk County. So you guys are in trouble, two Polk County girls up here. And often get confused as still being in high school, as being one of the younger members in the legislature. So I definitely remember my time in school, and I do not have children at this moment, but I want to make sure that we make our state the best in education for when I do have children. I want them to be proud of the things that we have done to make this state the best for raising a family and being able to flourish. I also have the privilege of following in Chair Fine's footsteps of being the chair of the pre-K through 12 appropriations subcommittee. So it is very important that we talk policy, because a lot of what we will be doing in both my committee and yours, Madam Chair, go hand in hand. And so I'm very honored to be on your committee and excited to see what we will be able to accomplish.
Thank you, Representative Tomko. It is my turn now. And I would like to reiterate, it's an honor to be on this committee, and it's an honor to be chair of this subcommittee, and know that Speaker Renner put faith in me to chair this committee, but really the faith lies with the children of Florida that they've put upon us to make sure that we are providing good quality education in the state of Florida. And if you listen to Speaker Renner's opening remarks a few weeks ago, and you listen to our governor yesterday, education is a priority for the state of Florida. In the past 2 years since I've been in the Florida House, we've passed some impactful legislation, sometimes controversial legislation in this space, and I would expect that we would do the same in the year to come. So I ask that you all be prepared and be respectful of the process. Understand that although we may debate fierce and long and hard here, that we are all expressing our opinions and our values, and it's all under the premise that we are doing the best for the children of Florida. So with that, I would also like to just tell you a little bit about myself. This is my second term. I am District 84, St. Lucie County. I am a mom of two children and two stepchildren, and my interest in education at this point in my life is I have 7 grandchildren, 4 and under, and so knowing that they are all entering our public school system rapidly, it has made me more keenly aware of where we stand in Florida, and we've made great strides. We are so fortunate to have such a robust legislature and a forward-thinking leader and Representative Renner and in our governor. And I feel certain that we are just going to do great things in this committee. I hope that I met with Representative Gant this morning. Thank you so much. My door is always open. I hope we can have wonderful conversations. Every single person on this committee, I want you to know that your voice counts, your vote counts, and I just look forward to what we're going to do together to make a huge difference. So with that, I would like to echo Representative Rizzo and kind of love on our staff a little bit. Our policy chief is Chris Sanchez. She's in her 3rd year as policy chief with the Florida House of Representatives and has over 13 years of experience in the education arena. She's an excellent resource for you and your staff, so please do not hesitate to reach out to her. And I just can't stress that enough, how important staff is. Please lean on me, but lean on staff. They are experts. I can tell you that there are a few staff members that can actually recite statute-like scripture, so it is pretty impactful. Our administrative assistant to my left is Misty Pearson. This is Misty's fourth day with the Florida House, so welcome. Get ready. Please join me in welcoming her to the Florida House. We've heard so many wonderful things about you, and it's been nice getting to talk to you the last few days. Also like to take a second chance to recognize the wonderful and talented group of policy specialists in the Education and Employment Suite that will be assisting us throughout this session. They include Taylor Wolf, Josie McDaniel, Trini Dixon, as well as our legislative fellow, Vivica Supia. And finally, I'd like to recognize the two people leading this wonderful education and employment team, Staff Director Joanna Hassel and her deputy, Jason Fudge. And with that, I'd like to open it up to any questions you may have or comments. All right. With that said, Vice Chair Rizzo moves to rise without objection. This meeting is adjourned.